The cherry tree is missing. Father Washington said, George, you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nords.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Norge, a division of BorgWarner, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and conventional washers, electric and gas ranges, water heaters and home freezers. Originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, Norge presents The Red Skelton Show. Skelton, David Rose, his orchestra, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Hello, Red. See, I hear you were a big success at the dinner the other night. Were there a lot of big stars there?
Oh, yeah. The autograph collectors had a cute gag.
Uh-huh.
They asked the stars to autograph full pages, you see. Mm-hmm. And bit players, they asked to sign just half pages.
Well, why are you so disappointed?
You ever try to sign a spitball? There were a lot of autograph seekers outside the stage door tonight as I came in, and someone yelled, "Red Skelton's in the crowd." And they all turned around and looked at me. Gee, I was so embarrassed. I was sorry I yelled. One guy ran up with his fountain pen, stuck at my arm, and he says, "Would you sign this in blood, buddy?"
Red, hasn't it been pouring out here in Hollywood this week?
Yeah, but I didn't notice the rain was so unusual. Of course, driving to work tonight, I broke one of my oars. See, they write these during the rainy days, and then when the sun comes out, everybody forgets it, you know.
Well, the California weather sure has been rugged out here lately. First we have rain, and then it freezes. What do you think is the cause of it?
I think the Chamber of Commerce has overdone it. They tell the rest of the country what wonderful weather we have here in California.
Mm-hmm.
They've got them convinced it's so wonderful that even the eastern weather is moving out here now.
Hey, you know the song they say, California, here I come? Brother, when you say it nowadays, it means something.
The guy's sitting in a bar out in the valley, and he says to the other guy, he says, "Well, here's mud in your eye."
Just then the whole wall came in.
Well, tell me, Red, how's your new electric blanket working out on these freezing nights?
Oh, fine. It keeps me as warm as toast.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when it's time to wake up, it pops me right out of bed. Last night it was really cold, though. I caught it trying to crawl under me. Last night it was so cold that my pillow and my sheet fought to see who'd get under the blanket first. It was so cold last night, my shorts was wearing my long underwear. Hey, to change the subject, you know, Rod, I'm not freezing.
You're not?
No.
Well, let's change the subject anyway. You know, 1952 should be a good year, but I'm really worried about it being leap year.
Oh?
What should a guy like me do when some pretty girl starts making advances?
This lad should have a man-to-man talk with a 6-year-old boy.
Here are the Smith Twins now to sing of Grand Central Station.
like Grand Central Station. When you call on us, it's just like Grand Central Station. But why all the fuss? My father, my brother, my little sister too. He's coming and going and going and coming and playing peekaboo. It's such a sad situation. Our moon up above, but we're that whole congregation. How can we make love? We gotta get started for crying out loud. Let's go to Grand Central Station, away from the crowd. It's just like Grand Central Station. When you call on me, it's just like Grand Central Station. They won't let us be. My young brother Willie just won't keep out of sight. You've given him nickels and quarters, and now it's a dollar every night. They're all afraid that there's something that they're gonna miss. But darling, I'll tell you one thing. If we're gonna kiss, I want you.
My mother,
my brother, my sister, my brother. Let's go to Grand Central Station, away from the crowd. Have you seen the appliances breaking sales records all over the country? It's the new Norge Timeline Automatic Washer that's so popular, Norge is having a hard time keeping up with its orders. Folks see it demonstrated, and they don't want any other automatic washer. They want a Norge Timeline. It's not just because it costs less than any comparable washer on the market. It does cost less. But what really sells this new Norge is the way it works. From fill to finish, it's completely automatic. There's not even a dial to set. You just press the Timeline button, and Norge fills with aerated water, washes, rinses, spin dries, even cleans itself out without your lifting a finger. Norge wave agitation gets clothes cleaner by actual tests than other washers, even wringer types. Norge's five warm rinses leave clothes sparkling, yet actually save water. And Norge spins clothes almost ironing dry with no tangling. Ask your Norge dealer for a free demonstration of the Timeline Automatic. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
And now we open our skeleton scrapbook of satire to the stories on doctors and hospitals. Chapter 34, The Ambulance Driver.
Mr. Lump Lump, the phone is ringing.
Well, I hear it, I hear it. Anything I thought it was? Swish bell ringers or something?
Mr. Lump Lump, you'd better answer that phone if you want to keep your job.
I don't care if I keep my job or not. You understand? I don't care whether I keep my job or not. Sick people, nothing but sick people around here. Everybody in the place is sick. Everybody's sick. Even the windows have banged. Hello, General Hospital, Private Lump Lump speaking. I'm going to report an accident. Okay, tattletale. I still say I don't care whether I keep my job or not. You want to report an accident, huh? It sounds pretty serious. How do you like that? Somebody walked in front of a car.
Must have been an out-of-towner. A native would have scaled the curb for him. Anybody hurt?
Only the driver. He missed him.
Then why are they calling us?
Well, the pedestrian laughed so hard that he bent over too far, fell on his head, and broke his neck. Hello, when did this happen? 2 hours ago. Look, wise guy, call me back next week. It'll take us that long to get there. Why? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why it will take us that long to get there, because we have a new ambulance and they haven't delivered the wheels yet.
Let's go pick them up now, because
You're getting to be the slowest ambulance driver in this country.
Let's go. We'll go pick up this guy.
Oh, you do, you do. I'll go where you are. Are we in? Yes, now we are.
You ain't really going to drive, are you?
And why not?
Because every time you drive, we look in worse shape than the people we pick up.
At the same time when I drive, we don't have to go so far to the accident. Let's show them how to handle him. Get out of the way! Pull over, you dope! Get out of the way!
Hey, take it easy going around them curves.
Look, if you are scared, do what I do. Close your eyes.
Nothing to worry about as long as one wheel is on the ground.
Yeah, but the only one touching is the spare.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
I don't know. It depends on what kind of a life you've led.
Where'd the call come from?
Let's see. The address was ought, double ought, nothing. That's up on Nothing Street. Here, I know a haircut up this. But I know a shortcut. I'm fishing here now, and I'll go up this road here.
And through that store.
But really, this is a dead end street.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, well, a lucky break. We won't have to wait for the ambulance, will we?
Chapter 35, The Society Doctor, or Kildare, was here.
Well, good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
You're early.
Yes.
It's only 3 o'clock.
Yes, the champagne was pretty weak last night. It looked like water. In fact, it was water.
Here are a few reports.
Oh?
Mrs. John Murray took her last suntan treatment, and she's brown as a berry.
Good. Now we'll get her back. Send her a bill, and she'll turn white as a sheet.
Oh, and here's a check for H.P. Friedman.
$50,000 for a little checkup.
Did you take his pulse?
No, is it missing? Would you call the Cadillac people and order me a new convertible, will you?
But you have one downstairs now.
I know, but it's heading in the wrong direction. Not only that, the ashtrays are full. Send whoever's in the office in, will you?
Oh, good morning, sir. The doctor will see you. Here's your bill, $25.
But I just came in.
I know. We have a threshold charge. You're patient, Doctor.
I'm very patient, yes. Oh, how are you? Now, my good man, what seems to be the trouble? Speak up, my good man. Speak up, speak up. Speak up, my good man. Speak up, speak up. Speak up, speak up, speak up.
Give me a chance, will you?
The needle's stuck.
Well, Doctor, I've been having a little trouble with my ears.
Oh, outside of the fact they're both on the same side of your head. I don't see anything wrong with them. For Dr. Lon Thompson. He's our diagnostician.
What?
He's the guy to tell you what's wrong with you.
Yes, doctor?
Examine this man, will you?
Look, I know what's wrong with me. It's my ears.
Step in here and remove your clothing, please.
What?
You'll only step in here and remove your clothing.
They're up here.
Step right in here. It'll only take a second. There, you see, it only took a second. Here's your bill, $75.
Well, what did you find, Doctor?
Bad ears.
Bad ears? I better send for Dr. Immerman.
Yes, Doctor?
Hello? Me the night I saw that English movie. I've got a patent for you. A patient for you.
Something wrong with your ears?
Yes, sir. Are you an ear specialist?
Yes, sir. Now, let me take a look.
They're up there.
Here. Wait a minute, you're looking at the wrong one. It's the right ear.
Oh. Well, in that case, I can't do anything for you. You see, I'm a lefty specialist.
That would be $50.
Wait, I'll get Dr. Van Cott. He's the right ear specialist.
Never mind, you're making my blood boil.
That'll be $25 for sterilizing your system. Maybe I could help you. What is wrong with your ears?
I keep hearing things.
You keep hearing things, huh? Like people's voices?
Why, yes.
Very strange. Do you hear bells?
Yes. Yes, I do hear bells.
You hear bells because of the ringing in your ears.
Well, can you cure me, Doc?
Sure. Take 5 of these and your trouble will be over.
Well, what are they, pills?
No, shotgun.
Dave Rose in the orchestra with an old favorite, Always. For one of those helpful wash day hints from Jesse Cartwright, co-director of the Norge Home Economics Department.
When you wash sheer curtains, starch all the curtains for one room at the same time, then they'll all hang alike. Use enough light starch to cover them, and you can do that right in your automatic washing machine.
Starching or even tinting curtains is simple in the new Norge Timeline Automatic, because even though Norge is completely automatic, every step is right in sight from fill to finish. You just touch the timeline button to skip or repeat any part of the cycle. What's more, if you have a new Norge Timeline automatic washer, your curtains will last longer. For Norge's new wave agitation is so gentle, it actually prolongs the normal life of fabrics. Yet Norge gets clothes cleaner by actual tests than other washers, even ringer types. Ask your friendly Norge dealer for a free demonstration of the new Timeline automatic. Because you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Tonight, our Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire presents a story entitled The Tooth, the Whole Tooth, and Nothing But the Tooth. Chapter 122 is entitled G.I. Dentist. Before a man is separated from the Army, he must go through a complete physical checkup. This includes a visit to the dentist. This is the story of Cauliflower McPug. You're late again, McPug.
What that?
I said you're late again.
Well, it's not my fault. You see, they didn't open the guardhouse until just now, you see. Hey, stand back, them flamingos are flying over.
Thank goodness this is your last day in the Army. You're going home. Cauliflower, are you going back to school?
No, I think I will. Yet, I would like to finish kindergarten, you know.
Well, I thought you said you had a scholarship.
Look out, the shrimp boats are coming.
I thought you said you had a scholarship to Harvard Medical School.
No, yet, but they don't want me while I'm alive.
Well, there's just one more thing you have to do before you become a civilian house hunter. Take this slip and report to the dental clinic.
Always ordering me around. You know the first thing I'm going to do when I get out of the Army?
No.
Not yet.
Look,
nobody must have told you.
No, they didn't. No. Look, will you take this slip and get over to the dentist's office before I beat your brains out?
You're going to beat my brain down? Oh, you dreamer. Boy, you go on and hit me. Try and knock me silly. You're wasting your time, dude.
Go on and beat it over there now and watch that back talk. Don't forget that I have bars on my shoulders.
Yeah, I bet you used to have them on your windows, too.
Another crack like that and I'll have you transferred to Pasadena.
No, not that. Okay, I'll get over to the dentist office. Oh, you're in the Army now. You're not behind a plow. You'll never get rich. Well, here's the dental clinic. That must be the place that's got the skull and crossbones on the door.
Well, soldier, what can I do for you?
I think you've already done it. I'll take my place in the dentist chair. I'm supposed to see Dr. Hoyt, a friend of mine by the name of Hoyt.
Well, what's your name?
My name's Cauliflower McPug.
Your serial number?
Cream of wheat.
What's your mother's name?
Mother?
What's your father's name?
I'm sorry you mentioned him, you see. He died when he was 6 years old.
How could he be your father if he was only 6 years old?
He left a complete book of instructions with Mother. It to the letter. Say, would you do me a favor? It's driving me nuts. Would you answer the phone, please?
Your rank.
What's that?
Your rank.
Well, you're not so hot to tell. You want to get poisoned, huh? I'm a private first class.
What branch of service?
Oh, any tree I can hang on. I'm in field artillery.
What do you do?
I had a very important job, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Every time the gun is fired, I put my finger in the captain's ear.
How long have you been in the service?
4 years, 6 months, and 10 tons of spam.
That's Take this paper down the hall.
In that night, there's a little cat with a bell around his neck. Yes, Corporal, sir. I'll see you later, sir. Dear me, me now. Mademoiselle for Marmonteers for Mademoiselle for Marmonteers for I had some good words with the tent of me. I wonder which door I go in. Let's see, I'll try this one.
Do you want gas, Colonel? No, I like to feel like a combat man. So you can clean my teeth without anesthetic.
Well, bully for him. That was for the officers. Let's see now. Maybe this is for the enlisted men. Mm-hmm. You know, this liable to replace the firing squad. I'm getting out of here, boy. I'm getting out of here.
Just a second, Private.
Not the private.
Are you here to have your teeth x-rayed?
Yes, I'm getting out, though.
Well, just step in here. sit in that chair. Miss Mycuspid.
Yes, Major.
Prepare this man for an examination.
Oh, did you trap another one? Goody, goody, goody.
Okay, go ahead. Prepare me for the examination we all got to go to later.
Well, nurse, how do the teeth look?
Well, this rear molar doesn't look too good. See?
Oh, yes. Yes, it does look bad.
Get your head out of my mouth, will you?
Well, I guess I'd better pull it. Here, I'll give you this tablet. It's a painkiller.
A painkiller?
Yes.
Are you sure it will kill the pain?
This will kill anything. It's pure arsenic.
Isn't arsenic poison?
Yes, in a way. 99 9/10 of the human race is allergic to it. But you may be the 0.1% that arsenic won't hurt. Now, here. Take it.
We're practically no gamble at all.
Just hold your mouth open for 1 second.
Now, no, I'll open my mouth, but don't hurt me, will you, please?
There. Did that hurt?
No, but I could have saved you a lot of time by just handing them to you. See, I wear forks.
This is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in washers, water heaters, home freezers, refrigerators, and gas or electric ranges, everything Norge makes right. Make it a point to go see your Norge dealer this week for a free demonstration of the new Norge Timeline automatic washer. The automatic washer that gets clothes cleaner by actual test than other washers, even wringer types. The washer that gives clothes 5 warm rinses yet uses less water than average. The washer that does your wash day work for you automatically from fill to spin dry. Yes, see the new Norge Timeline automatic washer at your Norge dealer soon. And now, until next week...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.